The title of this mini-podcast is God's Job. Have you ever wondered what God's job is? I have, and I've come up with a theory. Whatever your version of God is, I submit that God's job is that of an unbiased observer assistant, not a Budinsky. I don't think God interferes, facilitates, or offers assistance unless asked. Here's my version of God. Imagine that two cars are speeding towards an intersection with no intention of stopping. One is going east to west, and the other is going north to south. Neither driver is aware of the other car. Further imagine that God is on the roof of a high-rise building, viewing the cars, undoubtedly about to collide at the intersection. God is unbiasedly observing what's about to happen, just like you or I on the same rooftop would be observing, but we would have an obvious bias. Seeing what's about to happen, we implore God to intervene. That's our prayer. God decides to answer our prayer and causes a wind gust to propel a large trash can to fall in front of one of the cars, causing the driver to hit the brakes and avoid arriving at the intersection at the same time as the other vehicle. Phew! But consider this. Suppose we weren't on the rooftop for this incident. No intervening was requested, and the cars smashed into each other. Was it God's job to intervene? Not if he's an unbiased observer. God is the creator of electricity, but doesn't care whether it electrocutes or illuminates. Think of God as the Force in the Star Wars movies. It can be used for good or evil. God is neutral. He must be from Switzerland. Never mind about God's job. It's your job to ask. And sad to say, all requests won't be granted. But if none are made, nothing will be handed out. If you haven't guessed yet, this message is more about making requests than it is about the Almighty. If you don't ask, you don't get. Get in the habit of making requests, and make them often. People are not mind readers. If you think they should know what you want without you asking, you're giving them too much credit and giving yourself too little hope of getting what you want. Practice asking in low-risk situations. Ask a stranger if they know what time it is or today's date. Ask for an additional packet of ketchup at the drive-up window at McDonald's. These acts will get you in the habit of asking. Then you can move up to the next rung on the request ladder and ask there. You're progressively building up your ability to ask, to the point that it becomes second nature. Back to God for a moment. There's a quote somewhere in the Bible that says, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened to you." It all begins with asking. Bottom line, if you don't ask, you don't have a prayer of getting what you want. All the best, John.